Well, the NFL Network's traveling roadshow in Philadelphia tonight, and Alex Flanagan handling the sidelines. And I think there's a lot of stories to talk about. How about you?
There are. The traveling circus comes to an end, by the way, tonight, our last Thursday night game. So, yeah, it's. I mean, I know you guys are so used to all of the Philly storylines. We're coming in for the first time, really, this season, so we're kind of, it's new to us. But I think one thing that surprised me is kind of the energy that I felt like I saw in the building yesterday for a 4-9 team, a little bit surprising. I think the youth, kind of youthful players in Bryce Brown and Nick Foles have kind of brought a little bit of energy and excitement to this team. I was happy about that.
You see these players every week from different teams. How do you think Nick is handling the spotlight? You have your production meeting last night.
You know, I'm a University of Arizona grad, in full disclosure.
Okay.
So, but I don't know Nick because I graduated eons before him. Mm-hmm. But you know, I was impressed by him. I mean, I was impressed by just him in person physically. Like, he's tall, his hands are huge, his feet are huge. I mean, he's just kind of a physical specimen. But then also just in his demeanor. I mean, I think that he seems like he's an intelligent kid. When you talk to him about football, sounds like he gets it. And I think most importantly, I mean, I think the Eagles are seeing him making progress. And I think last week or Sunday, fourth quarter comeback win is great progress from a young quarterback.
It's almost like he's so young, he's oblivious to everything that's going on around him. In an intelligent way, he's a smart kid.
But I mean, you know, he played a lot at Arizona. I mean, he broke a lot of records at Arizona. So it's not like, you know, this is new to him in any ways. But yeah, third round pick. I don't think a lot of people expected that Nick Foles would start 5 games for the Philadelphia Eagles this year so far. I think this is his fifth start, right?
Yeah.
So, but certainly, you know, I think he's progressing better than maybe they expected.
Are you telling the Bryce Brown story tonight? I mean, it's quite an unusual story.
Yeah. It's a cool story, and he seems like a really cool kid. I was excited to meet him and hear his story. And to think that you're, he was a huge recruit, obviously, and, you know, top recruit. So I suppose it's not that surprising that he's playing as well as he was coming out of high school, right? Okay. For a guy that hasn't really played since high school to now be playing in the NFL and to have, 350-some yards in 3 games is pretty impressive.
Your last game of the year, Alex. Have some fun on the sidelines. Any other things Eagles fans can look forward to?
Philadelphia. This is awesome weather, right?
Yeah, not bad weather. Not bad. I expect a great game. How about you?
I expect a great game, and I think you're going to ask about Philadelphia fans, I don't know, looking forward to tonight or looking forward in general, but I would say this. I think that when you look at this team, there are a lot of good pieces in place already, and I know there's a lot of talk going on with the coaching staff and what might happen, but I think there's a lot of young players, and you've got, you know, a running back that can now complement LeSean McCoy, one of the best running backs in the league, so you've got maybe a new 1-2 punch. I mean, it seems like there's some exciting things here.
Yeah, it's not Michael Vick, it's not DeSean Jackson and LeSean McCoy, but hopefully some stars of the future here.
Yeah,
Alex,
absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Alex Flanagan, NFL Network.